Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
So I hope you're in John chapter 9. Are you there? Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to read some of this and then I'm going to stop. Is that okay? Because this morning is time for us to realize there is a new chapter that God is beginning to do in the church. Been a good time for somebody to say thank you, Jesus. There's some things that just need to change in the body of Christ. Amen. And if for it to change in the church, it has to change in us. It's been a good time for somebody to look at somebody nicely and say, in us, in you, in me, it's time. Are you there? John chapter 9, verse 1. Don't just read your Bible. Read your Bible. Amen? And Jesus, as he passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. Now, just because I read this doesn't mean you can turn your head off and say, I've heard this. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered and said, neither this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God, one more time would be really good, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night comes when no man can work. For as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. And when he had spoken this, he spat on the ground. Church sometimes is messy. And he made clay out of the spittle, and he anointed. Everybody say, he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay and said unto him, watch this, church, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation means sent. And he went his way thereof and washed and came seeing. Can I just stop right there? This morning I want to share with you something, because it's time for us to realize that instead of Jesus passing us by, there is an appointment that he's getting ready to make with you. Y'all still in your Bibles? Go back to verse 1. You got that scripture back there for me? No scriptures back there for me. Well, glory to God. You ain't got your Bibles, you out of luck today. Teach you to bring your Bible. How many of you are there? Watch this. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. Can I just help everybody here? Jesus was what? Passing by. How many of us realize that there is times in our lives that we see Jesus go by? Oh, y'all ain't going to help me right here. There's times in your life that you're going, but Lord, I'm in need and I'm right here, but I'm watching you go by. Is there anybody in this house that can just say, you know what, Lord, I'm in a mess and I need some help, and I see you going by? Did you notice the man didn't cry out? Church, watch this. Don't read your Bible. Read your Bible. You can't tell me that wherever Jesus went, there was not a noise. People didn't go by saying, look, it's Jesus, or it's the Messiah, or it's the healer, or it's the prophet. You got to realize that people called him many different things, but they could all agree on one thing. His name was Jesus. And as Jesus was passing by the man, you have to understand that for many of us, the reason why you're not getting your miracle and you're not getting your healing, you're not getting the things from God, is because you haven't started crying out yet. How bad do you want it? Oh, let me find somebody in the church that just wants a fresh anointing. Let me find somebody in the church that wants a miracle. See, everybody wants to come to church and say, Pastor, pray for me. No, when does it come to where it's you crying out to him instead of You're looking for somebody to do the work for you when really God gave you the ability to open your mouth and say, Jesus. Come on, somebody help me up in here. See, we got to realize that this man didn't cry out. And Jesus was going to pass him by. Thank God for grace and mercy. Thank God that people start asking questions. Is there anybody in the church that just has some questions? You ain't going to help me. See, you give me a person that don't ask questions and they're stuck in their thinking. I better come up here and preach on that one right there. When's the last time that you had a question for God? When's the last time that you just had to learn some more of what He wants to say? Because if you're not asking questions, then that means you're very comfortable where you are. Can I speak to a church that it's time to come out of being comfortable? It's time to come out of being your everyday life. No, I'm just going to go to church today. I'm just going to sing some songs. No, I want to come to church. I want to know that God's got something for me, and I need a word, and I need it now, and I come with an expectancy, and that way He don't pass me by. But yet, I want to be grabbing on His hem. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. I want to be the one that cries out, oh, son of David. I want to be the one that says, God, don't pass me by. Father, don't pass me by. But today, I cry out for more. You do realize your Bible's being lived out right now. It says in the last days there'll be a great falling away. There'll be a great bunch of people that begins to sleep. See, there's a lot of people that used to love Jesus and be on fire, but now you just a fizzle. What happened to your fire? What happened to your joy? What happened to when I looked in your eyes and I could see the glory? Oh, y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. Come on, where is it? What happened? I love to get around people who have had an encounter with Jesus because they can't help it. They look at me and go, Pastor, I'm sorry, I'm talking too much. Keep talking. Keep talking. Keep asking questions. Where is it? What happened to the fire when you first gave your heart to Jesus? Did somebody come by and tell you, you calm down, you'll be all right? I don't want to calm down. I want to get cranked up. The church has been quiet for too long. The people of God have been quiet for too long. Sometimes you don't have to say anything. You just got to live it. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me this morning. Y'all looking at me like I got two heads. Jesus was passing by. The man never opened his mouth. Because there's a lot of people happy in their situation. I've had people look at me and say, Pastor, don't pray healing over me because then I don't get my disability check. I've had them do that right here in Georgetown. Pastor, please don't pray. And I look at them and I'm saying, you would rather... Y'all ain't going to help me here. See, I ain't even made it past the first verse yet. Because it's a new chapter. See, today by the Spirit of God, I'm poking you and I'm prodding you. You have to understand, just like, y'all going to make me go there. I just preached about it. Why do you kick against the goad? Some of you right now, instead of Him leading you, you're having to be poked by God. Anyways, let me move on. And His disciples asked Him, saying, Master, who did sin? Everybody say, there's the question. This man or his parents that he was born blind. You know, it's so funny, because I've shared this before, that people want to put certain things on certain people. Well, you know, that person's got that because of their parents. You don't want to go there. Well, you know, them crack babies never make it to be anything. I've heard people say it. And isn't it funny that God ends up using those crack babies to confound all you wise people? who uses the one from the wrong side of the railroad track. He uses the one that's uneducated. They only got a fifth grade reading level, and but yet they can stand up and preach the fire of God out of the pulpit. You wonder why people love to put you in a place. See, church, I'm about to tell you something. Y'all better get ready for this. It's time for you to begin to come out of what people say. You lucky I ain't got my hanky, because I sure be waving it at you right now. It's time for you to come out of that. It's time for you to rest in knowing who you are. She's still holding on that hanky? Lord have mercy, I gave that to you, what, 3 months ago? She's still waving her peace. No, you see, there's some people that's not going to settle until it manifests. See, when do you get to the place you don't settle until it manifests? I know people that want to have a baby, and they, after a while, let people talk them out of it. Y'all ain't going to say nothing. Instead, where's the tenacity of the men and women of God to rise up and say, I'm not giving up until it manifests? Hello, church. Listen, the reason why you're not experiencing miracles of God is because maybe it got too hard and it just ain't manifested yet. So instead of pushing, you got to realize to birth a baby, you got to go through some pain. Come on now. You got to realize to birth something in the spirit, to birth something in the physical, that you got to go through some things. Look at somebody and just say, you got to go through. No, y'all got to help me. Anybody here just had to go through some things? Well, Lord, I had to learn that lesson. Please don't make me go through that again. Is there anybody ever looked at that and just waved at it and said, it's time for a new chapter? Hello? Everybody say new chapter. I'm not reading that one again. I learned that one. See, already you guys are beginning to learn something already, aren't you? Can I get to verse 3? And Jesus answered and said, neither this man sinned nor his parents, but, I love when Jesus says but, that the works of God should be. Y'all missed it. It just went over your head. That the works of God should be, not maybe, not if. Golly, y'all ain't helping me already. Did that just go over y'all's head? No. That the works of God should be. Okay, so maybe it hasn't happened for you yet, but you ready? It should manifest. Golly, if there was just one person to preach to right now. Maybe it ain't happened yet, but the works of God should. Some of y'all need to start waking up in the morning and just say, it should manifest. Quit speaking death over your circumstances and over your life and just start standing up and saying, it should manifest. It should manifest. It should manifest. Some of y'all in here, you're living in a house that you didn't have a couple months ago. Some of y'all driving a car that you didn't have a couple months. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. Y'all just going to be quiet on me this morning. Some of y'all didn't have jobs, but it manifested. Some of you, your families were out of whack. Your body was out of whack. But guess what? It's beginning to manifest. I look up there and I see my man playing the horn where before he couldn't. It's going to manifest. I start seeing people who the enemies tried to kill or take out or take them out. And I start seeing it manifest. No, you ready? Right now, I declare by the Spirit of God that right now, peace and comfort's coming to Marianne and her family. It's manifesting now. Because you know we just had a funeral in here for her mother. It's going to manifest. Everybody shout manifest. Verse 4, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, and the night comes when no man can work. For as long as I'm in this world, I am the light of the world. Do you understand that he's sitting here and he's declaring to them, guys, you're putting this man in a bracket where there's no hope, but I'm standing in front of you and telling you it's going to manifest. And I'm here for this purpose and this reason. Do you understand you're going through these things for a purpose and a reason? Do you understand you're battling for a purpose and a reason? Oh, man, help me. Do you realize maybe you had to go through something for a purpose and a reason? Do you understand it wasn't meant to take you out? It was meant to bring you. You're looking at it in the wrong sense. You're looking at it as an attack of the enemy to kill you when God's using it as a promotion to grow you, because the enemy is already defeated. Golly bum, Jesus, help me right now. No, shake off it. Shake it off. I dare you to shake it off. Just shake it off. Say, no, I'm tired of it latching onto me like a serpent and it trying to drain the life out of me. No, today I'm going to shake it off. See, you got a choice in this matter. You ready? Y'all ain't going to help me. You know, there's power in choice. I got 2 minutes right here. There's power in choice. You do realize that there's power in choice. Choose you this day who you're going to serve. Choose you this day if you receive what you serve for. You liked the way I did that, didn't you? What was your works for? What did you work for? Was it? I'm surprised I could reach back there. Was it for somebody to make you feel good? Or was it one of those things where you went in your closet and the Lord said, I need you to do this today? Verse 6, I get to the fun part. And when he had spoken, he spat on the ground, and he made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. I'm putting 6 and 7 together. Watch this. And he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. And he went his way thereof and washed and came seeing. Now can I help you with this? Can I help everybody with this? Do you realize back in those days that they considered spit to be healing? In those days, they would mix saliva into different medicines. And they used it for different things. But what I find is something very interesting here that maybe you didn't think about. You understand that Jesus had just said, it's not because of sin that this man is blind, but it is because of the works of God to be made manifest. Where is God? He's in heaven. Do you understand that for many of us here, that your miracle has to come? This is yes. It has to be sent. Do you understand that God loved this man so much he sent his son to bring heaven to earth? He had to mix a little heaven into the earth. Do you understand that Jesus many times before just said, go and be healed? Come on. How many times do you find Jesus just saying, go and they'll be whole? Go and they'll be healed? Go and it will be well? They're not dead. They're sleeping. But yet you find in this circumstance that Jesus himself turns around and he, you know, you've all spit. There ain't nothing more nasty than spit. Y'all ain't saying nothing up in here. I'm sorry, but you know what? There's just sometimes I'm in a restaurant and I watch some people walk up to the restaurant and the first thing they do before they walk in the restaurant is they spit. And it turns my stomach. I'm like, and there's some people don't even realize they do it. They just do it out of nastiness. I'm sorry, did I get off on that rabbit trail? But isn't it funny that God will use the strange things? Again, He will use the things that nobody else would use. How many of you in here deal with a complex in yourself of what can I really do for God? Look at the hands. Look at the hands. Look around. See, I want the church to realize today, look around. If God can use spit, I just preached on Tuesday. If He could use a donkey, if God could use spit to manifest something, how much more are we? See, what happens is that the devil has lied to you for so long that you begin to believe, I'm nothing. When the Word tells you that you are a child of the Most High God. Well, you don't know my past. Your past doesn't define you. The blood of Jesus does. You've been bought, purchased, and paid for. You are now a new creature, a new creation. So are you still living in the old orphan or the old slave mentality to the world? Are you really going to grab a hold of it and say, Lord, You made me new? He turns around and He spits in the ground and He begins to mix it with the dirt of the ground. No, let me help you. You ready? Where was Jesus? He was in the beginning. This is going to help you. This is going to help you. Can I teach you for just 1 minute? Can I not preach and teach you something real quick? Because I got to get you to see the deity of Jesus. In the beginning, the Word was with God and the Word was with. Hello. And here He was in the beginning while the earth was void. He was there when it was separated. He was there when every bird, every animal, even to the point that God reached down with His fingers into the dirt and began to form man. And then turned around Himself, God Himself. See, you have a complex because you haven't realized that God breathed life into you, church. His Spirit reigns and resides inside of you. You're not junk. You're not trash. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Who cares what the outside looks like to the world? What matters to Him is the content of the heart on the inside. What matters to Him is, hey, am I just as beautiful on the inside as I am on the outside? Am I really who I am? Or am I really who He says I am? Have you ever asked the I am? I'm messing y'all up, aren't I? He reaches down into the dirt. Do you understand that at this moment, He took a piece of heaven, spit it into a normal piece of ground, something natural. This is going to help you right here. You ready? He took something natural, and when He mixed it up, church, you better get ready for a new chapter and a new anointing. Because He's about to take Him with your natural. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I ain't spitting on nobody in church. Ain't going to happen. And if I do, it's by accident. It just flies out. A lot of people moved off the front row. I said, well, Lord Jesus, what can I say? He's about to take natural and allow His super to be placed in you. Are you hearing me? Listen, church, are you ready? This is for somebody here right now. Do you understand that everything you've been through, everything that you are, every piece and every part, He's about to take His super and place it on you, and then He's going to anoint you. A lot of people are gifted and called, but not very many are anointed. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. There's very many people who can do a lot of different things, but there's no anointing. No, give me somebody who has been in the presence of Jesus and allowed himself to be imparted into them. And then when you do, it will cause eyes to open that's never been opened before. Is anybody here, your eyes been opened and you seeing things totally different than you've ever seen things? Every time you come to church, pastor preaches something, your eyes go, whoo. Every time you listen to T.D. Jakes or you listen to somebody, and all of a sudden your eyes go, whoo. All of a sudden you realize that the words that God is delivering to the church today, he's trying to get us to realize you might have been born blind, but you're not meant to stay blind. It's time for a new anointing. You find that Jesus takes a piece of heaven mixed with a piece of earth, and he begins to rub it in the man's eyes. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but there ain't nothing fun about having dirt in your eye. You ain't saying nothing. Anybody ever got something in your eye? And to think somebody smeared something in my eye makes me want to fight. But I believe that this man was in such a place of desperation. See, can I help everybody here? Only the people who are desperate, the people who are desperate for a fresh anointing, only the people who are desperate for a move of God, only people who are desperate, God, people who wake up in the morning and go, I just don't want to be the same today. People who go to bed at night and just go, Lord, I just didn't have enough of you today. People who get desperate to the place where they're just like, I'll go through. Isn't it interesting? The next thing that Jesus told him was, now you go down to the pool and you wash your eyes. How many of y'all just read your Bible? Anybody ever asked how he got there? Does anybody ask questions when you read the Bible? There's times when I look at the miracles of God and I begin to ask questions. I'm like, Lord, wait a minute. Okay, so the guys with leprosy, you sent them before the priest. You do realize that when they went into the city, they were to be stoned to death. How'd they get there? You do realize that there's times when I begin to realize that somewhere in here, there was either somebody or he knew the way. There was either somebody that led him there or he had actually already knew how to get there. Can I help some of y'all? Sometimes you may need somebody to lead you there. Amen. Anybody ever been in a place where you couldn't praise? Yeah, I ain't saying nothing. Anybody ever been in a place where you hurt so bad you couldn't praise? You couldn't even open your Bible. And I guess I'm the only one that's ever been there. I've been to the place where it hurt me to open my Bible because I was in such pain. And at that time, I needed somebody to just go ahead and take me by the hand, because there's times when I believe that the Lord sends people into your life to just take you right where you... No, y'all ain't gonna... You do understand that where one puts a thousand to flight, there's just sometimes you got to have that other. And then there's some people, you just already know the way. Has anybody ever asked, Lord, what do you want me to do? And the Lord answers, and you knew what it took to get it done. but yet you decided it was more comfortable. Good preaching, Pastor. You just stepped on our toes again. You knew what it was going to take. And it was easier with the hand out than the hand up. By whatever means this man made it to that pool, you understand he was sent to do it. Do you understand that it's not just enough? Everybody hear me. It's not just enough to get the anointing. It's not just enough to have an encounter with Jesus. It's not just enough to reach out. But there's times when the Lord says, now I've given you what you need. Now finish it. Go. You understand this miracle did not take place until he washed. Y'all ain't hear me. We wonder why some miracles don't happen is because he already anointed you. You've already cried out. Come on, church, help me. You've already done all of the things he told you to do, but now you just got to go. Y'all looking at me like I'm strange. You don't go unless you're sent. You heard Pastor say, quit just moving out on a word. You need to stay longer in his presence and get the instructions. Jesus could have very well, if he wanted to, in any way, shape, or form he wanted to, Father, will you just cause water to be in my hand right now so I can wash his eyes out? See, y'all looking at me funny, but you have to understand that Jesus could ask the Father for anything. Golly. See, when I look at Jesus, if he commanded waves if he can command a legion of demons to leap, anything that he asked according to the Father's will, it would have happened. Even if he was in a desert place and needed some water. Well, you know what, Father? Can you just cause this rock to leak for me right now like you did for Moses? But instead, Jesus said, no, you're going to go. Now, see, there's something in here that I want to share with everybody here. Everybody here, it is time for a new chapter. It's time for a new. I got people in here going to be married this year. I got people in here who's already moving into new houses. Y'all ain't saying nothing. People who's been believing for cars already beginning to drive cars. But today, I want everybody to listen to me very carefully. This church has been praying for the miracles of God to begin to happen. And I've been holding on to a secret. Is that okay? How many of you here believe that God is still the God of miracles? How many of you believe that he still anoints? How many of you believe that even though he anoints, he still tells you to go? Lauren, come up here. Ronald McCants, I'm standing right there in that front. You got something for me, son? Put it on that screen. I have an announcement to make. This couple was told they would never be able to have a baby. The good news is the devil is wrong. You know, there's times whenever doctors tell you it can't. There's times whenever you believe you can't. There's times when you begin to settle and you fight and you struggle and you go, but God, I believe that, Lord, you want me to do this. And for many years, every Mother's Day, you don't know, she'd go in the back and she would cry. Many Father's Day, he would just put his head down in the sound booth. But as of today, they don't put their head down no more. Congratulations, Minister Ronald and Miss Lauren. I've been holding on to this for a while now, and the Lord gave me this sermon because he wanted this to be on time, because you need to understand, for years they have tried. Years. Everybody hear me, please. And today, I want you to see that miracles are still alive. I know some of y'all been wondering why in the world she's giving all this blood and everything else, and she's been getting stuck 2 or 3 times a week. And but what we want the church to realize, we wanted to share with this family first. See, her family don't even know yet. A lot of her family members don't know, because we have been praying. Church, hear me, please. We've been praying. We've been believing. There's been times when I've watched my wife come in and just lay her hands on her belly and speak life. And there's times whenever I look at Minister Ronald and I go, son, it's going to happen. I mean, it's God's will. Not only is it is his will, it's what he commanded us to do. Now, as much as they're standing here before you, because I want you to realize there is an appointment of it manifesting. Lord told me I had to bring them up because there's a lot of people in here that have been believing for something to manifest. And I had to just share with you the goodness of God, that if he does it for one, he's no respecter of persons. He can do it for you. I ain't talking about babies. I just wanted to clear that up, because as many of y'all in here get married and do it right, especially if you're in this church. But your miracle, guys, I'm telling you, this year we're going to see the miracles of God be made manifest. And if you believe that, I want you to bow your heads right now with me, all over this house. All over this place. It's not time to give up. At least that oxygen is going to come off. It's going to manifest. Stephanie, that body is going to line up. It's going to manifest. I look throughout this church. Brother Larry, your lungs are going to open completely. It's going to manifest. It's already on the way. There's other people here. You're believing that God has got your miracle. But right now, I want you to do the first step. I want you to call out to him with every head bowed and every eye closed. just begin to call out to him right now. Just, Lord, don't pass me by. Lord, don't pass me by. We cry out to you today. Lord, I cry out to you, Lord, for miracles, signs, and wonders to happen in this house, Lord. I cry out to you as the shepherd of this house. I ask you, Lord, that we're getting ready to embark and see upon things that we've never could imagine. And Lord, you are constantly doing it. So Lord, we cry out to you today. And Lord, we know you hear our cry. But Lord, also when we receive that new anointing, we receive it and it manifests. That Lord, we're going to go. We're not going to be able to hold back, because the rest of that chapter, as they begin to rake that man over the coals about being blind, all he could say was Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, we lift you up above all things. We thank you that today, God, you are about to do things we have never seen. It's getting ready to spring forth. And Lord, we want to have eyes to see. We want to have ears to hear and a heart to understand what you're doing. So Lord, today we surrender. We surrender our lives. We surrender every piece and every part right now in the name of Jesus. I never want to leave a service before doing this, because this is the greatest miracle. It's salvation. Some of y'all in here, listen, you may have prayed a prayer before, but you know that if you're to die right now, that there's things that's not right. So with every head bowed, please, at this time, Lord is pulling on your heart today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Today. If you're here and you say, Pastor, man, I just want to surrender. I want to surrender. I want to surrender every piece and every part. Because many of you don't realize there's somebody following you. If you're here and you say, Pastor, I need a new chapter. I need a new beginning. And I need it right now. If that's you, raise your hand quickly. Please don't wait. Thank you. I see those hands. Thank you. Hands are still going up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hands are still going up right now. Glory to God. Every one of you that lifted your hands, listen, I know you've prayed a prayer before. But in 1 John chapter 1, it says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. We're going to confess those things right now. And we're going to allow for a new chapter in our life. Everybody just say new chapter, new beginning. I'm going to ask the church to pray this together as one family for everyone that lifted your hand. Believe this with all of your heart. You ready? Church, say this with me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for setting me free. I believe you died, rose again, and right now you're sitting beside the Father. I surrender my whole life to you. I give you every piece and every part. And I thank you that today a new chapter, a new beginning is happening. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to heaven. And my name is written in your book. Thank you, Jesus, for setting me free. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.